Fans of horse racing and fancy hats are eagerly anticipating tomorrow's running of the 140th Kentucky Derby. While the race will certainly generate a lot of competition and pomp and circumstance, a scandal is drawing some attention from the main event.
An undercover video released earlier this year by PETA appeared to show one of racing's most successful trainers forcing lame and over-medicated horses to run. It's the latest incident that's got various groups calling for reform in horse racing.
Joining us now to talk about the PETA investigation and calls for reform in horse racing is Pia Catton. She's a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, where she covers the arts, culture, and horse racing. Pia, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with Steve Asmussen, the trainer at the center of this story. Who is he, and why is he so under the microscope this weekend at the Derby?
Steve Asmussen is one of the winningest trainers in the sport right now in North America. And he was the target of an undercover video sting by people for the ethical treatment of animals. So they had someone go undercover and record one of his assistants talking in callous terms, I think you could say fairly, about the horses. And the way that the video is edited, it appears to show the horses being over-medicated. It appears to show the staff talking about jockeys using buzzers when they're on the horses to make them run faster in a race. So it showed a lot of very negative things about the industry, and it has sparked a lot of calls for reform of the industry.
And has Asmussen, or I imagine at this point maybe his lawyers, have we heard a response to these allegations from PETA?
Yes. Well, I ran into the trainer earlier this week, and he said, this is really not the time and place to talk about it. Okay. His lawyer has said there's actually no accusation of wrongdoing in the reports that PETA has filed, because what PETA has done is asked New York and Kentucky for investigations into Asmussen's barn. So that's on the legal side of things. That's how they've responded.
And you're on the scene there. Is this really the buzz at the Derby this year?
Well, the thing about racing is that there are very difficult moments in the sport all the time. And we are all here because we love animals and we love the races and we love horses. So there's a duality to all of this. There's some kind of... we're all drawn to it because we want to see these races, but we know on a certain level there's something else going on, and it's a very difficult dichotomy to deal with, I have to say. From my own personal perspective, people aren't talking about it all that much, but, when you do raise it, everybody kind of shakes their head and really wishes this sort of thing weren't true, and we didn't have to face this, but as fans of this sport, we do.
And going back, this isn't the first time, as you say, that these issues have come up. Are there people within horse racing who want to see changes and make sure these kind of things don't happen?
Yes, there are quite a few people who want to see change happen and who have been very vocal about it. And there are a number of changes that could happen pretty easily. Number one, releasing the veterinary records in the 14 days prior to a race. So you would know how much a horse has been medicated or how much he... maybe has a foot problem or a hoof problem. So those things would be available, not necessarily to bettors. We're not really sure how this would work, but it would be available to the community so people could know if a horse is being treated to mask pain. And that's one of the key issues here. When people think about racing, sometimes if they're not really familiar with it, you think, oh, well, is it, what, Lance Armstrong, that type of thing? Is it that kind of situation? And it's not quite that, and it's also not necessarily just shooting up a horse with steroids like baseball players might. It's a little more subtle in that what people are accusing some trainers of doing is using legal medication to mask pain so that horses can run even if they are lame or sore or if they have a flaw. They can still get on the track.
And this would theoretically be bad for the horse in the long run once those medications wear off.
Exactly, because, you think about it yourself. If you are a runner and you say, wow, my ankle's really hurting, but I'm just going to take a lot of Advil or a painkiller, then you get out there because you're not hurting. But you may injure yourself further by going out there for a run. And that's exactly what happens very often. I shouldn't say very often. It does happen. That's why we see a lot of horse breakdowns on the track, an ankle or a a foot will break down, and then, you know, a horse has to be carted off. So that's one type of, one pillar of the reform is focusing on limiting the number of legal medications that trainers can use and making sure that there are no race day medications. Currently, there are a few race day medications, and some in the industry would like to eliminate all race day medications.
Well, thinking about where this kind of reform might come from, another sports scandal this week was in the NBA. News broke this weekend. By midweek, the guy in charge of the NBA had announced punishment and called for more. Is there anything like that in the horse racing world where it's that guy or that body who we look to for reform?
The easy answer to that is no. Every state has its own commissions and its own rules to govern penalties. They have their own rules to govern medication. So they also have their own laboratories and their own credentials for the laboratories. And there is an effort afoot to standardize those from state to state. That may happen. It may take some time. It may be the kind of process that takes place the way that the U.S. Anti-Doping Association has moved forward. So as with the Olympics, every country had to bring its standard up to a world anti-doping organization standard. So we could see that same type of thing happen among the states in the U.S. in regard to racing. But currently there is no commissioner. There is no single regulatory body the way you have an NBA or you have the NFL.
So it could be something like the state of Kentucky does something, or whoever's in charge of the Derby does something, but there are all these other races, famous and less so, that might not be touched by that.
Well, it really would have to boil down to each state adopting one set of reform. And if every state could agree to the same set of rules, and that effort is out there, then trainers could go from one state to the next and know that the rules are the same. And what that is specifically referring to is that in certain states, you can race your horse with certain medications on race day. In certain states, you cannot. So it's confusing on some level for the trainers.
Now, within the horse racing world itself, if I think of one sport that is steeped in tradition, I think racing would be near the top of my list. Is that another factor that might slow down reform efforts?
Tradition is indeed a slow thing to change. I mean, this sport really does have very deep traditions. Look, this Kentucky Derby is the 140th. Saratoga last year celebrated its 150th season. So, yeah, indeed, it's not a new sport that can just say, all right, let's change some rules very quickly. That culture, though, I think needs a little bit of a jolt because things cannot just simply go on as they have, really. I mean, I think that the groundswell of opinion and the outside forces of people saying, look, something has to be done here. And I think in the age of media and social media, I think a lot of people are making that voice heard.
I gather there's an organization of jockeys that does transcend those state boundaries at least. What has their organization said or thought about reform efforts, and do they have any sway, any power to make reforms happen?
I think you might be referring to the Jockey Club. And in the case of the Jockey Club, the name is a bit of a misnomer because it's actually a group that focuses on it is the registry of the breed. Mm. So if a horse's DNA is not technically a thoroughbred, that is the organization that looks at the DNA and says, okay, no, that's not part of the breed, and this is part of the breed. And that organization also rejects or accepts names for horses. The jockeys themselves don't have a lot of power in this sport. I mean, it's an interesting role for the jockeys, really, because they're the ones who are very close to the horse, and they are the humans who have the most risk. But it's a really tough job, and unfortunately, they really don't have much say in the process.
Have we seen successful reform efforts in the past?
That is an interesting question. Yes, you could say that there is reform in certain states, and that certain states are more willing to move forward to a national uniform rule standards. There are also tracks that have tried different things. They have tried different surfaces, like a synthetic surface replacing dirt. Also, certain tracks race on grass. But, you know, as you said, as you pointed out, tradition is hard to come by. And, you know, even though the rest of the world does not use race day medication, it's having a very difficult time. The idea that we in the U.S. should be racing without race day medication has been a very difficult point to find agreement on.
Pia, I want to wrap up by getting back to the Derby. You mentioned the dichotomy between these serious and difficult issues and the joy of horse racing and the love of the horses. Apart from this whole situation, what should we be watching for at the race this weekend?
Right. I mean, this day is just so fun. The Kentucky Derby is one of those days when you just see America at a colorful and happy and kind of joyful moment. At the Derby, California Chrome is the favorite. And that horse has got a very good shot, really, but we don't really know who he's been running against. He's been winning quite a lot and been winning with dramatic victories, but we're not really sure who his competitors have really been. And that's part of the fun of the Derby. These are very young horses, and you're never really sure what their past races mean. In addition, there's a horse named Danza, named for Tony Danza, the actor, and another horse by the name of Wicked Strong that's a possible contender, and a lot of people are interested in that horse. And it is named in honor of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing.
Pia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Pia Catton covers horse racing for The Wall Street Journal.